Hi and welcome to Let's Talk For Real. For those of you that don't know, for those of you that do not know, we are essentially a podcast that talks about real things, real opinions, and real topics, and just on a general basis a real talk. I'm joined by myself, the host, Pam Attots, and my co-host, Hannah Robson.
Hello.
And yeah, I feel like it's been a while since we last done this, you know.
I think so, yeah, because remember we said we do it every 2 weeks, not every week. So.
Yeah. But we hopped on the last topic we spoke about, which was the KSI Deji situation, which since we last spoke, KSI has done his
responding video.
Oh, perfect, yeah. And you've watched it, innit?
Yeah, I think I did watch it.
Yeah, which, as I said, he pretty much said everything that I think he was going to say, so that's 1-0 to me.
1-0 to you.
And then Deji has since then done his response video to KSI's response video, basically saying, yeah, you're right, pretty much. And they're just going to now keep it private, which they should have done in the first place, to be honest. And for those of you asking, I'm wearing sunglasses again, because my hay fever has, so far this year, has not been good. I thought I was prepared this year, but apparently not. But what can you do, hey?
Yeah, what can you do? I mean,
if I was a superhero, my weakness would be pollen.
Well, I mean, I'm quite lucky to not have hay fever. I have a cold or that or a flu, and it will be gone. You know what I mean? I'm lucky to not have hay fever, but I still.
Yeah, but I get hay fever for nothing else throughout the most of the year. That's it. And I'm gonna open us up this week with a funny joke, and I'm gonna know the brightness, so
I
can't see.
I can still see.
So, did you hear about a new restaurant called Karma?
Karma.
You know what karma is, right?
What comes around goes around.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no menu. Wait. There's no. There's no menu. They don't have a menu. You know why?
Why?
Because you get what you deserve. That's why.
Oh, funny.
I think that's a good one. For those of you that know about karma, I think that's a pretty funny one. So, the topics we are going to get into this week. Before any of you ask, by the way, there won't be... I'm trying to think of new things to do in terms of the... what's the score? Because, as most of you know, the Premier League is over. Yeah, for now. Champions League is over for now. Europa League. And to be honest, I don't care about any of the other leagues because I don't really watch them. So what I'm thinking is every week, well, every episode we do, there'll be a... I don't know what to call it yet. But... Oh, actually, no. I do know what to call it. It's going to be called What's the Transfers?
What's the Transfers?
What's the Transfers, where each and every episode, instead of What's the Score, I'll do 3 transfers that I think that Arsenal could get or Arsenal are linked with, stuff like this. And maybe I'll do 1 transfer that's like pretty much confirmed for a club that isn't Arsenal. But I'm an Arsenal fan, so I'm pretty much just going to talk about everything Arsenal here. But I'll get up to that when we get up to it. And... So what I want to open up with is, what do certain dreams mean? Now, apparently dreams actually have meanings,
I mean, I've been having a lot of weird dreams lately, ever since I've moved to London. Like, there's one I screenshotted on my phone. I dreamt of clowns, but they were a giant. And I'm like, okay, what does giant clowns mean? So I Googled it. And where did I put it in? I screenshotted it here somewhere. So I read up what giant clowns is. Clown dreams can also tell you a lot about your personality. Clowns can also indicate that you are thoughtless in many of the things you do. For someone who is afraid of clowns, to have a clown dream has more serious implications?
Yes.
Implications. It is said to show that there's someone in your life that wants to hurt you. So it said nothing about giant clowns, but clowns in general. I mean, that was probably my worst dream I've probably ever had, maybe. I mean, obviously someone's trying to, I thought it meant like someone's making fun of you or something, but obviously not someone's coming out to get you or something. I'm thinking, well, who wants to hurt me? No one wants to hurt me, you know?
Fair enough. I mean, with me, the most, well, I wouldn't say popular, but it's the most dream that I remember the most. And it's basically where, I can't really remember much, but there's someone at the door. I'm answering the door and it's me, myself. And I'm like, what's going on? And like, I tried shouting for help. I even tried going Super Saiyan, because in some movies I actually go Super Saiyan. But I couldn't scream, I couldn't move. I think it was that sleep paralysis thing that I was feeling. You know, like when you can't move.
I told you, I tend to have on and off sleep paralysis. But they say, like, if it keeps bugging you every single time, it's time to go to a GP and they should have to help you, like, properly mentally.
Because there was a part at the end of the dream where the guy killed me. Basically, I killed myself. And that's when I woke up, I was like, like,
and I was kind of like, oh, Chris, what happened? That's why I'm like.
Yeah, like, that's a dream I will never forget. And then there's another dream that I had quite a few times before I met you. And it was, what's it called? You know Brent Cross?
Brent Cross, yeah.
Yeah, there's a place on the way to Brent Cross. It's like an estate.
Okay, yeah.
And for a while, before I had even been to that place, I had dreams of that place, believe it or not.
Okay.
And I had never been there, but I knew exactly what everything was.
What the...
I had that dream so many times as a kid, I don't know why.
Maybe you want to go there, I mean, I don't know. Do you want to
go there?
But
I never even knew about the place, that's the thing. So tell me, guys, what's the reason behind that one? Because I actually don't have a clue.
Yeah, hold on, you got something behind your ear.
And I'm on the website. Now, to those you might have seen the adverts. You know Dreams? Dreams?
Do you?
The sofas?
Yes,
not so,
mattresses. Yeah, mattresses. Yeah.
I think they do furniture. Did they do? Yeah, they do everything. Wow, not just mattresses. Anyway.
Yeah, because it streams.
They have a link on there called The 10 Most Common Dreams and What They Mean. And apparently, an individual has around 5 dream episodes a night, which can last 15 to 40 minutes, yeah?
That's cool. Okay.
So you don't just have one dream, but you might have the one dream that you remember the most out of all your other dreams.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
And I'm not going to read out everything. I'm just going to, like, read the highlights to you guys. 2 hours every night? Dreaming every night? Okay, so it comes up to, like, it equates to 2 hours of dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
7 billion dreamers, of course. All these dreams mirror fundamental patterns of human behaviour. Some believe these dream patterns reflect who we actually are and what we really need and what we believe. Okay, oh, I've had that dream, I think. Not teeth falling out.
Teeth falling out? No. Actually, no. We'll talk about teeth. This is when I was little. And I remember on the side, this is true, on the side of this tooth, I told you. So look, I've got a tooth on my side, but another one's popped up. So that's how I'd have that tooth and it absolutely ached like hell. And then I had a dream that I was literally, I was picking, like, not teeth, but suddenly, like, a row of teeth that was coming out of my, out of my mouth. So I went like that. I went, is this? So I was like, what the hell is this, a row of teeth? And I just went.
Well, this might apply to you, because dreams about your teeth can reflect your anxieties about your appearance and how others perceive you.
Okay, fair enough.
Would you say that applies to you?
Maybe. I mean, I do have a bit of anxiety.
As teeth are used to bite, tear and chew, dreams about losing your teeth can stem from a sense of powerlessness, which means you may be experiencing self-confidence issues.
I think in the past I've had self-confidence, but then I'm not, no, I don't bother really.
And then there's another one, when you're getting chased. Being chased suggests you are running away from something that is causing you fear or anxiety in working life.
in waking.
Waking life.
Yeah.
It indicates that you have a tendency to run away or avoid a particular issue. The chaser can also represent your aspect of yourself, e.g., for example, your own feelings of anger, jealousy, or fear can manifest itself as the threatening figure.
Okay, interesting.
I might have had that dream once or twice. I don't know.
I've never had a dream being chased, but that's okay.
Unable to find a toilet.
I'm lucky I've never had that dream, but if I do, I will say.
Well, guys, if you have that dream, it means having trouble finding a toilet, you may be finding it difficult to express needs in certain situations. It can represent feelings of your personal needs not being met by always putting others first. Okay. So basically you're tired of being stepped on all the time. You may feel that you are lacking time for personal issues and need more privacy for self-care or self-expression. You want to read the next one?
Naked in public. I think I had that dream once. Fucking, I hated it. All right, being naked in a dream symbolizes not being able to find yourself, uncertainty, or being wrongly accused. If you are not the naked person in your dream, but you see a nude person and you are sickened by it, it means you are worried about exposing that person. No. I think I had that dream once. So, yeah.
Oh, I've had this dream. I'm prepared for an exam. Exam dreams can be so real that we actually wake up convinced we just failed an important test. At least one in every five people will experience an exam dream in their lives. Exam dreams are a reflection of your lack of confidence and inability to advance to the next stage in life. Well, I never felt like that, to be honest. I had that dream recently as when I was doing GAS, because I was so stressed about like the GAS exams and all that stuff. And I actually woke up and thinking, oh God, I'm going to be late for college, but it was only like, you know, time that I had time for, innit? And here's one, flying. You ever had that dream?
No, I've never had a flying dream, but I had a falling dream.
Yeah, I have as well, maybe. Oh, yeah, that's the falling, next one, actually.
Yeah, falling.
But you read flying.
Right, flying. A tough time flying in your dream suggests that someone or something is stopping you from moving to the next step in life. Being afraid to fly proposes that you might be having trouble keeping up with the high goals you set for yourself. If you were alone and struggling to fly, it implies that you are lacking confidence within yourself.
No, I've never had that dream, because I've never felt that way, to be honest. Now, fawning, the dream you said you've had, as have I, to be honest.
Thing is, I've noticed all the dreams I've had, and it's all about anxiety, and now I think, yeah, I know I have anxiety.
Like Cartman, you're having anxiety!
God.
No, look at me, Carl, I have anxiety!
So, shall I read the falling one?
Yeah, no one.
Okay. If you fall anywhere and you are overcome by fear, it signifies?
Yeah.
Signifies insecurity and anxiety about a situation. Enjoying the feeling of falling suggests that you are not afraid of changes.
Yeah, I like it. That last part applies to me. When I have that feeling, I'm like, I feel dizzy. That's nice.
All right, you were that out of control vehicle. I never drive, so.
Yeah, but you could be a passenger. But no, I've never had this dream, but let me read it out.
I've had three car accidents.
Dreams of cars represent our drive in life and the direction we are taking. At this stage in your life, you may feel that you are off track and you need to get back on the road to keep going again. And I'll read the next one. Finding an unused room. Bit weird. If you learn of a new room in your dreams, it denotes new outlooks and abilities that you have realised about yourself.
Hmm.
If the room...
Sorry.
If the room is well, it means you are ready to make a new beginning in your life.
There you go.
Oh, so, okay, I've never had that one.
No.
But I've had the next one you're about to read us.
Been late. I've been late in the dream, but I've been late twice. Right, dreaming that you are late represents your worry and anxiety about taking a different direction in your life, or that you are trying to get things done but you feel that you are running out of time. Your unconsciousness might be telling you that it is never too late to do the things you want to do in your life. Oh.
Remember, when you're trying to figure out what your dreams mean, your unconsciousness will not spell it out for you. This is a job for your consciousness to figure out. Dream symbols are presented in a metaphoric fashion for you to decode.
That's all the common dreams that people have, but I think, I'm not sure to say this on camera.
What?
I might want actually, most of my dreams actually came true, but not all true.
What? Oh, yes, don't say that on camera.
Okay.
But,
obviously not anymore. People, yes. If I say this on camera, if I get hate, I don't care, it's my choice. Well, it was my choice at the time, but I was obviously in a bad time and place. I'm thinking, no, this is not now. You know what I mean?
You know they even have a podcast.
The Sleep Matter Podcast. Oh.
Welcome to the Sleep Matters Podcast. Everything you need to know about how to get a great night's sleep and why it matters so much. Yeah, it's just them talking about sleep, really. But yeah, those are pretty much the common ones, guys. I've had a few of them. Mm. Hannah has. You guys, for sure, would have had a few yourselves. And at least now you know, like, meaning behind most of them.
Mm.
I believe every dream you have, there's some... As it said there, there's some sort of meaning to the codes with every dream you have that you can remember, of course. But, I find that interesting, to be honest. What about yourself?
Myself? Which one?
Like, you find any of that interesting, insightful?
I think I do, yeah.